Apache Incubator is a way that existing projects can enter the Apache Software Foundation. There's a process by which the code is checked for legal requirements and the community is checked for its ability to survive, as well as not being controlled by a single company or a small handful of companies. I've talked with a number of projects about their decision to enter the incubator, and now I'm going to talk with some folks that are involved in another project, and in fact, I'm involved in the project. We have discussed entering the incubator and decided not to. We're just going to chat a little bit about why we made that decision, what we thought that the Apache Software Foundation could offer us, but why we chose not to pursue that avenue. I have with me Scott Merrill and Owen Winkler, who are involved in the Habari project, which is PHP blogging software. The project is about 2 years old and has, 25 committers?
About right.
Yeah, about right. Yeah.
32 committers. We discussed on the mailing list over the last month the pros and cons of the incubator. So what were some of the reasons that Owen, you in particular, were one of the con voices? Give us some of the reasons why you thought that this wasn't a good fit for us.
Well, I should first say that I thought it was a good idea to begin with. And I think that when we started the project, it was definitely something that we wanted to look into because we thought it was beneficial. But after seeing what incubation and eventual incorporation under the Apache Foundation would do for us and what it would mean for the project, it didn't seem quite right a fit, mostly because we had some really strong ideas about how we wanted to make our community work, and some of those ideas were not necessarily in line with what we would get from the Apache Foundation. Specifically, the contributor repositories were one of the big sticking points with how we wanted to run things versus how Apache wanted things to be.
So let's explain that. So the Habari project has the core software, which is the main application to which a certain number of people can contribute and commit code. And that would be analogous to the PMC in an Apache project. We also have Habari Extras software repository, which is for plugins and things that are beneficial to the community at large, but not necessarily things that are appropriate for the core package. And the decision we've made is that anybody who wants to can commit to the Habari Extras repository. All you gotta do is ask.
Now that core code is under the Apache software license, and we have no such requirement for the plugin code. And that was a point of...
Is that correct?
No, we do.
We have a requirement? I thought we just sort of had a recommendation.
It has to be...
Apache compatible.
Apache compatible to go in the extras repo. So okay. No GPL licensed
right.
code can
well,
go
GPL
in
the repo. Well, GPL 2. GPL v3 is Apache
well,
compatible.
Well, this is where the right. thing gets contentious, because there are people who say, oh, it's Apache compatible, and then we get into this long discussion about what compatibility means, and then I think at some point, some of us, me, probably just me, drew a line and said, look, let's not put any GPL stuff in here, because we really don't know the answer to the question, and it's just better if we avoid it. There's no
right.
reason to use it anyway, so.
Right. I think everything in the Apache, or the Habari Extras repository is currently Apache licensed.
I believe that's true, yeah.
And I, if it's not a firm requirement, it's certainly a strong recommendation, and we will advocate for relicensing of stuff as appropriate before it gets into that repository, just to make all of these licensing discussions just go away. If we use a unified license, we don't have to have these talks again.
Right. And what were some of the other reasons that were given? I'm trying to remember.
Against
some of what
or for?
Against.
Loss of control of the website. I think that was mostly a misunderstanding of how the Apache Incubator website or web presence would play out.
Yeah.
I know there was also some visceral reaction to a renaming to become Apache Habari.
And keeping our domain names pointed in the right places. I mean, we've been using
HabariProject.org
forever.
Right.
Yeah, so some of the Apache projects have their own domain name, but in the end, you end up at a .apache.org site.
I think
there's also a resistance to installing PHP applications on Apache infrastructure,
right.
Which would make it rather difficult to host a PHP project.
And similarly, yeah. from the Habari project point of view, there was some resistance to the installation of an Apache person onto our project management committee to oversee and to shepherd our project, mostly just because it would be an unknown person with some limited amount of control over our project saying you can or cannot release, or at least that was our understanding of the process. Yeah. And a number of people railed against that imposition.
I think, you know, looking at all the available documentation on the incubator, which is somewhat sparse mm-hmm. to start off with, what we were able to figure out, some people kind of interpreted it as, you know, Apache is going to install this person as a kind of gateway for our releases. And when you look at both our project and the stuff that Apache produces as meritocratic projects, that person, whoever they are, didn't have any involvement to...
Right. They didn't earn any merit. Yeah, they didn't have any credibility within our project.
So it seemed kind of odd that we would just kind of give over control to some people. And you know, I see part of the benefit of what that's all about. And, yeah. you know, if you're going to pitch your project into incubator for inclusion, then, you know, you have to give up some things. I think that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. But it still seemed kind of odd that, you know, we would give that type of control to anyone.
Right. And going back, originally, when we first set out on Habari, as Owen said, we did want to pursue incubation at the time. This was 2 years ago. The incubator was still fairly newish, or newer, and I think a lot of the process was unrefined. And there was a bit of a chicken and an egg problem, where you kind of had to be an established project to get incubation support. But if you were an established project, then incubation didn't really give you a whole lot. And so now in the last 2 years, we've really established ourselves. We've got a strong infrastructure. We've got our own bug tracking system that we've been managing on our own. We've got a robust wiki. We've got mailing lists that are populated and active. And so to move all of that wholesale to Apache infrastructure would be a logistical nightmare. It would cause a lot of pain, and it wouldn't really get us a lot.
That's another thing, too. Part of the philosophy, if there is such a thing, in Habari for kind of community management, where I know I've looked up some things about creating a good community around software, and one of the things I've found is that when your community asks you for a tool to do something with your software or within your community at all, you just give it to them and see if they take it and do whatever they need to do. And if they don't use it, you just take it down. That's not a big deal. So what we've done, you know, we put up Track and we put up MediaWiki for our wiki. And when users ask for forums, well, of course, nobody likes the forums we put up currently, but, you know, we gave them forums because they asked for it. And being able to do that kind of stuff within Apache seems less possible, just looking at what they have.
It's possible, but... Is because there's 70-some projects, and they're all asking for that, you know, the infrastructure team does tend to want to support those, but you also can't have 70 different platforms installed, right. 70 different thingies installed. So, yeah, in a larger organization, it does make that a lot more difficult to just give people what they want. There's a discussion going on right now about Git, and some folks want Git, and the infrastructure team... wants to support that, but there's also a cost involved both in time and financially in doing that that is much larger when you've got a huge organization than when it's just the 30 of us.
The ability to change what we do more or less as fast as anyone can apply it within our project makes us a little more nimble.
There's certainly some benefit to be drawn from the experience that the Apache project has and the infrastructure team in terms of setting up and managing these resources in a coherent, you know, long-term sustainable way. But yeah, as Owen points out, we can also kind of say, oh, let's try this and see if it sticks and run with something. So there's less bureaucracy. It's a little more chaotic, though, on the other side of that coin is that we don't have quite the discipline that I think the Apache incubation process would provide.
We'll get there, but...
Yeah. Oh, right. It's not a negative comment. It's just an observation that we're young. We're a little young in that regard right now.
Yeah, if someone said tomorrow that they wanted to put up some new code review system that enhanced what we already have, there would be nothing stopping from someone who had the motivation to just grab the software, install it on our server, and get it running. And the power to be able to do that, you know, as a benefit to our community, I think is well worth keeping that aspect of our project intact.
Right. So at the end, and the final conclusion I think we drew was that to join the incubator at this stage would be an awful lot of pain for not a tremendous amount of benefit for us. Legal protection on the code would be nice, but we haven't been threatened yet. I mean, it's one of these things that, you know, it hasn't happened yet, so we're not really worried about it. But all the other stuff that Apache would provide to us, we've already handled. We've already solved most of those problems and scratched those itches.
Now, I expect that some of you all listening who are involved in the incubator are going to be listening to this and saying, no, you got it all wrong, you misunderstood. And I think that that's at least part of the point, was that the documentation for the incubator, if you hadn't been involved in the incubator all along, a lot of the documentation is pretty opaque. Maybe you could see this as a call to improve upon that. Or, on the other hand, maybe we did completely understand it, and it just wasn't for us. I thought that this would be an interesting conversation to have, and let you all that are involved in the incubator see what you take from this.